for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday afternoon, September the 1st, 1985. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn and Irma Miller are the teachers of the afternoon.
I suppose if we were to stand up here and start telling you some of the experiences and things that we've had, we'd still be here this time tomorrow. But it's those things that happen that give you understanding when you're hard-headed, you know. And it's those things that give you a realization of the enemy. And it's those things that the Lord brings by you that makes you know that you know that you know. And that no matter what your brother or your sister or somebody else tells you, that you're not swayed by their argument. And in fact, there's no point in there being an argument because there's no reason to try and persuade them. You just let them alone and let the Lord deal with them. The things that the Lord has shown us and we've been part of and party to because of circumstances are many and varied, and helps us to know that some of the air, some of the ways. Now, I don't advise most of you to do what the Lord has called us to do in the last couple of 3 years, because maybe some of you would not be capable, but the Lord has called us. In fact, the Lord told Irma, we were at a meeting one time here about 3 years ago, and Irma said to herself and to the Lord, she said, "What are we doing here?" And the Lord said, "I've called you to invade their camps." So you may hear that we are here or we are there, but just because we are here or there does not mean that we sanction the places where we are. But there are those there that we love and the Lord loves, and if we can be a help of some way, why, we want to be that help. And we want to try and help some who to keep them from the air, some of the things that are in the land today, and some of these people we love very dearly. And if at all possible, we want by the best of our ability to snatch them from the burning, save them for the glory of God. So that doesn't mean that every place we go, these things are true. Some of the places we go may be places that some of you may wonder, what are they doing there? You can rest assured that we're there because God's taken us there. And we have a purpose for being there, and we know where we're at. We know that sometimes it's in the enemy's camp, but we're there to try and snatch those we can for the Lord. Irma's going to come back here in a little bit and teach, but I'm going to teach again a little bit along some of the line that I taught about either yesterday or one night somewhere. I don't remember. But there are some misconceptions in the body of Christ, and it's very detrimental to the home life and to the peace of the household. And most of it is based on, really almost witchcraft and Jezebel. And I'm going to deal with a little bit of it here for a few minutes. I don't know if I've got it straightened out. I've never done this before. This is my first time to ever deal with this subject just as it is, and it may need some straightening out. But anyway, I'm going to go through it and hope that I get to a better understanding of it and be better able maybe to present it than you might think I am this afternoon. But turn with me over to, I guess I'm going to start with Exodus 22 and 18. Exodus 22 and 18. The Lord gives a command. It says, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Just a straight, flat commandment. And today there's lots of witchcraft in the household of the Lord. And I call it Pentecostal witchcraft. But it's just as plain witchcraft as this verse is referring to right here. And except for the grace and mercy of God, take them out and stone them. And most of them are what Irma calls silly women. Now, there are a few men, but the majority of it is women. Well, you're the one that calls them silly women, so... The Bible calls them Jezebel, and there's another name also that they fall under, Cleopatra. Cleopatra and Jezebel. Turn with me over to Deuteronomy chapter 18. And this is pretty strong here, and it we may not always find it this strong in Christian circles, but the Lord says here in Deuteronomy 18 and 10, says, "There shall not be found among you any that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire," human sacrifice, what that represents. We've got lots of it today in America in the witchcraft field. There's lots of human sacrifice. In fact, that's where the most of the missing children are disappearing to. Several years ago, our daughter-in-law was very high up on the vice squad at the Los Angeles Police Department. She was so far up that she didn't answer to anybody but the police commissioner, not even to the chief. And 1 year, there was 100 and some children that they knew in the city of Los Angeles that had been sacrificed to Satan. It was never published in any newspapers or anything, but they knew that there had been. But this says that these that are sacrificed or passed through the fire, or one that uses divination, or an observer of time. Now, divination is different types of sorcery and witchcraft. Observer of times is the horoscope, or an enchanter, or a witch. The Lord says that there shall not be one found there. Verse 11 says, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, one who inquires of the dead, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God doth not suffer thee to do so. So the Lord says that we shall not have any party or part to any of these things. And if you have ever been involved in any of these things, it's necessary that you renounce it. Cards, fortune-telling, water witching. What do you think they call it water witching for? Because it's done by satanic power. Since I don't write down a whole lot of stuff, and these thoughts just come to me as I talk, and reminds me of Irma's father. We were visiting up at there. He had a little farm outside of Quincy, a few miles in northeastern Missouri, and we were visiting them one summer. And the well went dry while we were there. And a man named Brother Williams, who a few of you have heard of, very elderly seer in the spirit. I think he's 85 or 6 years old, something now. Very good health. Anyway, he was with us. And Irma's dad said, "Well, I'll look for some more water." And Brother Williams said, "Well, I don't think you'd do that. Let's ask," you know, and he went and cut him a limb and was going to witch for the water. And Brother Williams said, "Well, the Lord can show us what to do." He said, "No, it works." He said, "Well, go ahead." He said, "But I'm going to walk with you." He said, "I'm going to tell you about it." So Irma's dad got his limb and went walking around. Brother Williams went along with him. And all of a sudden, Brother Williams says, "Now." And when he did, just in a second, why, his limb bent over double. Very real. And it's supernatural. And Irma's dad looked at him and said, "How'd you know that?" He said, "Well, I'm just watching the demon that's walking alongside of you." He said, "When I saw him reach for the stick," he said, "I said now," because I knew what he was going to do. So he looked at him and he said, "Come on, just keep going." So they went on a little more, and all of a sudden, Brother Joe says, "Now," the stick bent double, and that, I think, cured Pop of water witching. But then I went down and cleaned the well out while it was dry and cleaned it out, and I could hear the water running down there. I could hear it down there. So we figured out just where it was, and we drove something in the back into the side and found the stream of water and replenished the well, because it had, for some reason, had moved over about 3 feet from where the well was dug. And I got the water back. Well, anyway, that's just one instance of your so-called water witching. And Brother Williams just said, there's a big demon walking along here. He just reached over and bends her over. Oh, I know there's all kinds of explanations about it, the magnetic field and all of these things. And I do know that there are electronic equipment that is not witchcraft. That I know. That's good equipment. But when you do it the other way, why, there's witchcraft involved in it. Well, turn with me over to 1 Samuel 15. And we see somebody that got themselves in trouble over here. 1 Samuel 15. And by the way, don't bother with the thermostat upstairs in the hall. I thought something was wrong here a while ago, so I set Tony up to check, and somebody had moved it up on 35 and put it on heat instead of cool. 85. And that's why we were sweltering down here. That whole half of that system had shut itself down. And if the heaters weren't turned off, we'd have been getting heat pumped into us instead of anything. So please don't mess with those instruments. Verse 23 here says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." So the Lord says that when we rebel against His Word with stubbornness, it's just the same as witchcraft. When we rebel against His Word and try to figure out ways to take His Word and twist it so what we do is right. So the Lord says you can't do that. Now turn with me over to 28th chapter of Samuel. And I guess you know what happened over there. That's Saul over there in the 28th chapter of Samuel. And instead of Saul turning to the Lord and repenting and asking the Lord and repenting for the things he'd done, getting the hardness out of his heart and the pride out of him, well, he turned to witchcraft. And verse 6 says, "And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by the prophets." It's because he didn't repent. He inquired, but he didn't repent. "Then said Saul unto his servants, Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her." And his servants said to him, "Behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor." And we know her as today as the witch of Endor. Galatians chapter 5, I'm going to start with 19, because it's part of it. It says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, and heresy." And it goes on with envies and murders and drunkenness. But idolatry and witchcraft are hated of the Lord, and is brought up to us over here in the book of Galatians in what we basically call the New Testament. Saul wanted an answer, so when he didn't get it from the Lord, he sought it from Satan. And today there are a lot of people who run around seeking a word, and they profess to be Christians, and they go seeking a word someplace, looking after, and generally they find some so-called prophetess somewhere. Generally, it is a woman. Sometimes it's a man. I'm sorry, women, but it's still the fact and the truth. And they find some so-called prophetess who prophesies to them, and then they end up in heartache and trouble. Even they prophesy to them who they're supposed to marry or not marry. And that is absolutely satanic. God will take care of that. And He doesn't need somebody else to prophesy who you're supposed to marry or not marry. So, as we've been hearing here from the other ministries, that we learn how to know those amongst us and know whether the Spirit be of God or not. And there's a lot of Pentecostal witchcraft. And it's in more than one way. There's a lot of witchcraft just in the home between a husband and wife. And I'm going to deal with some of that here now in a minute. But Cleopatra and Jezebel and the witch of Endor are very prominent in homes, in a household. And it comes out in some unusual ways in some households. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 7, back a few pages here. It says, "Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman." Okay. But then he goes on, and he don't quit there. A lot of people take that verse and they quit there, see? But God never quit there, and Paul didn't quit there. It says, "Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband." To avoid fornication. "Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband." Now, I wonder what you think that's talking about. Are you so dumb and naive that you don't realize that's talking about sexual intercourse? That's exactly what it's referring to. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. The one in relation to the other carry the same responsibility, one to the other. Defraud you not one the other. Defraud you not in what? In sexual relations. It's exactly what it says. Except what? Except to be with consent for a time. And what is that time? To giving yourself to fasting and prayer. That's the only reason ever you can find in this Bible where you can ever defraud, as this says, either husband or wife from sexual relations. And there's a lot of so-called Christians who say that Jesus, especially women, I've heard them say, Jesus is my husband and I don't have to have anything to do with the man I married. Well, that's a lie from the pit. God made sex and he made it good. And when he finished, he said it is good. And he made it for husbands and wives. And that's all. Not otherwise either. And what does it say here? It says, and come together again. Okay? And what else does it say? That Satan tempt you not for your incontingency. So if you don't, Satan will tempt you. He'll tempt you or your husband or both of you. And if you have taken this up and made that a rule in your household, either man or woman, either one, it's contrary to the word of God, and you're in rebellion against God and your husband or your wife, either way. And there's too much of this around the country today in the body of Christ. I say, well, I don't have to let my husband touch me. Or I don't have to with my wife. But it's generally the wife doesn't allow the husband to touch him. And God says that you are defrauding not only your husband, but him, because the word of God says so. So you are defying the word of the Lord. God made sex and he made it good. And he made it for husbands and wives. And if you don't understand that, you need to do some study on it and understand it. You need to come to a place where you understand the reality of it as God taught it. And it's all through the Bible, from the first to the last. God says that he's coming for a bride without spot and wrinkle, that Jesus is coming for a bride. And it speaks about the bed, the bridal chamber. Well, what is a bride and a groom and a bridal chamber all add up to? Huh? Are you so naive that you don't realize it adds up to sex? I tell you, we got some strange thoughts and ideas in the body of Christ today. And they bring in a lot of heartache and sorrow in the homes. God laid out a plan that husbands and wives were to be husbands and wives together and to be one. Said that the two are one. And that's one. That's oneness. That is oneness. And the Lord put a whole lot through the Bible about the bride and the bridegroom. And then about the family. And all of that adds up to relationships together. He put in there some things about a woman, if you will study. How a woman can be a woman that can attract her husband. If he doesn't seem to care for her, I think that a woman can make a man care for her. Even if he doesn't want to, she can make him care for her by the way she dresses for him. Doesn't have to, I'm not talking about out in public. I mean at home, in the bedroom, in the house, where not before the children, but she can make her husband care for her. That reminds me of the doctor that delivered me, a man named Dr. Blankmeyer. And he was a wonderful man, and he used to come out to the farm a lot just to rest. He'd come out and go walking through the fields, and my dad, at first asked him why he came. He said, well, he said, I just feel peaceful out here at our farm. Well, they served the Lord, and the glory of the Lord was really there. And he said, I just feel peaceful out here, and when I get tired and things disturbing, so I just come out here and go for a walk. And he'd come out and go walk through the cornfield and back through the pasture and around. And he'd sit down and talk to him. One day, Daddy got real bold. I don't think, I don't know if I'd ever done this or not, but he did. And he said, tell me, how did you ever happen to marry your wife? And the doctor looked at him and he said, Daddy told me about this one time when I was about 15 years old. Daddy told me. And he said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, just to be truthful with you, my dad was a farmer, you know, and so he's just kind of blunt. He said, she's just as ugly as a mud fence. Just the words he said to her, to him. And it didn't insult Dr. Blankmeyer at all. He said, didn't bother him. He said, I'll tell you. He said, there's more to a woman than what you see on the outside. He said, in all the women I've ever met or ever known, he said, I have never known a woman as sweet and lovely as that woman is. He said, and anything I could desire, I could not find in any other woman more than I find in her. Now that is a compliment to any woman, especially one that is ugly, really, you know. But that is a truth. That is a truth. And God made women to be attractive. He made them to be attractive for their husbands, not for other men, for their husbands. He made ways for them to do that. And Esther was taken and taught how to do that for the king. She was taught how. And women need to think about those things and learn so they can be attractive for their husband. That's one of the places of a woman in a home, to be attractive for her husband, so that he will love her, so that he will cherish her, so that he will desire her and her only. And women have that ability to do that for those, not for other men, but for your husband. God made perfume, and he made powders, and he made fancy, nice, lace things for women. And Esther learned how to wear them and use them, because if she hadn't have, the Jewish nation would have disappeared from the face of the earth, except for Esther. But it was because she knew the ability that God had given her, and she knew how to use it, and she used it righteously. And Ruth did the same thing when she won Boaz. She won him in righteousness and purity. But Ruth won him. The Song of Solomon tells women all about it also. So you women who hold yourself from your husband aloof, that's against the word of God. It's contrary to God's word. And then if you cause your husband to commit fornication or adultery, you're responsible for it, because you're the one that's caused it. Now, he shouldn't have done it. He should have resisted and not done it. He's really not completely innocent of it. But you could have kept him from doing it if you'd had kept your rightful place in the home and been a wife to your husband as God intended that you be one together. And, like I say, there's too many women across the nation in Pentecostal circles today that say that I don't have to have any relations with my husband. And that's not so. God said that the two be one. I got another verse over in Hebrews, chapter 13. And I wonder why all these things are put in the Bible. You know, if we're not supposed to pay attention to them, and we live above them, and we're a God unto ourselves, and we don't have to obey the word of God. Chapter 13 of Hebrews, verse 4, says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. And those who think that it's nasty and dirty, well, that's because you think that way, and it's not the way God thinks. If God had thought that way, he'd have made us different. But he made us the way we are, to be husbands and wives, to enjoy husbands and wives, and to have sweet relationships together with each other, and to be a fulfillment one of another. There are lots of other aspects to that, too, if you want to search into it, that science has found. But that's beside the point here today. But there's relationships that help the physical body between the husband and wife, that help the physical body, that science has found, and God knew that from the beginning when he made man and wife. He made it that way, so that there was a relationship, that the relationship helped the physical body of the man and the woman to respond and to operate and to be of better health in your body because of the relationship of husband and wife. God knew those things, and scientists have proven these things and dug them out and found them, and now we can read about it. But God knew that from the beginning, see? And so God knows best. He said it was good, so it's good. And those who pollute themselves above it are using witchcraft. They're using witchcraft. And that's an abomination to God. Well, Irma's going to talk some more along that line of the occult and witchcraft. You know, some of you say, well, this is no place to talk about things like that. No, this is the place to talk about it. This is the place where it needs to be talked about. Then we'll quit having some of these problems in our families between husbands and wives, and carries down with the children. And there's a rebellion and all in the families. If God put it in the Scripture, and he said everything in there is good, so we need to study what's in there and then apply it and use it and rightly divide it.
Am I on now? Can you hear me? We can't spend too much time talking. He read a lot of my scriptures I was going to read. But I'm going to give you a testimony. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we knew nothing about this. Had never had any teaching in 35 years, I guess, of marriage and Pentecost, when we came under the various ministries of deliverance. I praise God for the deliverance ministries, because I learned from all of them. But Derek Prince came to our house once and stayed 10 days, he and Lydia. And every day, he's very hard. He's very sweet and lovely. And we had lots of fun eating and praying together, Glenn and I, and he and his wife. But he was, every day he'd point out something that was wrong with us. And I'm glad. I want to be told the truth, don't you? It's the truth that's going to set us free. So one day he said to me, Glenn and you are both under the power of a fortune teller. Well, I had never been to a fortune teller. So I said, well, I've never been to one. I don't want to be under any power like that. So he said, well, I think it's probably coming through your mother's side of the family. So I said, well, my folks have been preachers for years. I've never known her ever going to a fortune teller. But nevertheless, I said, I want you to pray for me. And Glenn said he wanted to be prayed for. So he prayed. He and Lydia started to pray for me. And when he did, it was like a tent lifted off of me. I could see better. I could hear better. I could think better. It was just like I was waking up out of a sleep or something. And I thought, my, I wonder where in the world that's coming from. But I did tell him that. I had handwriting analysis done at the fair once. And I had read a few horoscopes in the L.A. Times, but I never paid much attention to them. But I would read them occasionally. And he said, well, I don't know where it came from, but I think it's coming through your mother's side of the family. So when he prayed for me, that happened. Then he prayed for Glenn, told Glenn the same thing. And when he prayed for Glenn, another tent lifted off of me. It's like a tent. I mean, dark tent. When it lifted off, I could see better and hear better. And I had no idea where in the world that was coming from. And he left the next day, but a few days later, Glenn's mother came over to visit us. When Glenn's mother came over, I said, you know, well, I thought it was very strange because she never came to any of the meetings. He had a 10-day meeting, and they never came to any of the meetings. But she was sitting there at the dining room table. We were working on files, I think, and I said to her, do you know anybody in the family that's ever been to a fortune teller? She said, oh, yes, I have when I was 17 years old. And I said, did you know that Brother Prince picked that up on Glenn? And, man, she hit the ceiling. She said, you tell that old Derek Prince, he don't know what he's talking about. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. And when she said that, the tent came down over me again. See, I had no idea how to keep myself from getting it, and I was so shocked about it. And one of the traits of people like that are they're very domineering, very domineering. And when Glenn came home, he told me, or I told him about it, and he said, well, don't let that power come on you anymore. And he prayed for me, and it lifted. Then I was on guard after that, and I never let it come on me. But about 6 months later, we went to visit my parents in the Middle West, and had a big family reunion, a big table spread, and we were all having lunch, having a big dinner. My mother had made a big dinner, and my aunts were there, and my brother, and all of them. And all of a sudden, right in the middle of the meal, I said, could you give me some water, honey? I said, has anybody ever been to a fortune teller in this house? And my mother said, oh, yes, I have when I was 17 years old. Same words of my mother-in-law. I said, oh, my man. And she said, don't you remember your grandmother used to go to fortune tellers? And your great-grandmother that came from Germany used to read palms and tea leaves and go to fortune tellers? And I said, no, I don't remember that. And so I said to her, Brother Prince picked that up on me. And I was under the power of a fortune teller. What do you think? She said, same thing. Everything's under the blood. Tell that old Derek Prince he doesn't know what he's talking about. A preacher's wife talking like that about a minister, isn't that terrible? See, that wasn't her at all talking. That was my first big astonishment that an evil spirit could talk out of relatives or talk out of your own mother. And I was just astounded. But my dad kind of picked it up. He said, now wait just a minute. Let's consider this a little while and talk about it. And they had not had any teaching on it either. So we discussed it. But my mother never did change. She never did change. And that was a spirit that caused her to leave this place. That same spirit was in there, see, and she went to her dying deathbed without ever, ever believing that it wasn't all under the blood. Now, I don't understand when we get saved why everything isn't under the blood. The thing I think probably is the reason is because we haven't thoroughly repented about things, because a lot of it is things we don't know about. Well, anyway, that's one of the things. One time where I was working, just before I was a while before we moved, I took a job just for a short period of time, and I was a supervisor in a job shop where they were doing secret work. And I went out for lunch, and when I came back, I walked into the lunchroom. When I did, they had a Ouija board. It's the first Ouija board I'd ever seen in my life. And I didn't know exactly what it was, but I felt the devil so strong. And they were playing with it. And when I walked in, I just stood there. Well, they all got, you know, how you, if you're past your lunch hour and how under conviction you get if you're not going back to your work. You know, lunch hours are 30 minutes or an hour and not an hour and a half. A break is 10 minutes or 15 minutes and not 30 minutes. Of course, everybody in the world, they like to take as much as they can and do as little work as they can. You people who are employers know that. So these people, I thought, I just stood there and looked at them, and they didn't know what I was doing. They thought I guess they thought they should be going back to work. And I just went on into my desk. That afternoon, about 3 o'clock, the head proofreader came out, one of the back offices, and said, come in here, we want to talk to you. We want to ask you something. Well, I thought it was something about the work, but when I got in there, I realized it wasn't about the work. I walked in, and she walked in behind me, and she shut the door and stood at the door. She said, we want you to tell us, what were you doing that our Ouija board wouldn't work when you came in? And I said, I was praying. And they all got real still, you know. And a few weeks later, she came out to our home, drove 30-some miles out to Northridge, and talked to me about it. But I'm sorry to say, at that time, I did not know enough about it to even pray with her. She grew up in Africa, and I always thought, later I've thought many times, that girl is probably a missionary's daughter. Because she seemed to know a lot about the Lord and about parapsychology and all of that. And I just wondered, I've often wondered, and I really am sorry that I didn't pray with that girl or ask her if she'd like prayer. Now, the Ouija board. Now, the next thing is horoscopes and astrology books. A lot of people follow that religiously. Now, that is of the evil one. ESP, evil. Clairvoyance, evil. Water witching, he brought that up. Going to seances. And I know there's people, many of you have come up and told me you've been to seances and that you need deliverance. Yes, you do. And you need the curse broke off of you. See, the curse of the occult. Hypnotists. A lot of doctors hypnotize their patients. And that's evil. The Lord doesn't allow it. Ekankar. Soul travel. The Lord does not allow that. Yoga. Yoga exercises, yoga books, meditation. That's of the occult. Levitation. Levitate. But this very same girl who came out to tell me, she said, I have a neighbor that goes to Catherine Kuhlman meetings. And the other day, my neighbor came over and started telling me about Catherine Kuhlman's meeting the day before. And she said, all the pictures on the wall turned over, things started crashing, and my big dining room table got up and walked over and pushed that woman right out the door. It's real, people, and it's terrible. I'm going to get to that. Mind control. Lots of people, a lot of ministries have mind control over people. That's wrong. The medicine man and Indian powwows, all of that. We've had a lot of experience with casting evil spirits out. Spirit guides. A lot of people have spirit guides that talk to them all the time. Reincarnation. Now, basically, they tell me that you cannot believe in ultimate reconciliation unless you believe in reincarnation. They tell me you have to believe in reincarnation. That if you don't make it in this life, you can try it in the next life. Now, Lamaze, I know that's a big thing among mothers-to-be, and they taught it. I didn't know anything was wrong with it until I started watching Spirit-Filled Girls in Lamaze. If we had it in California, I'd never heard of it. But the minute we got here, different girls around here were having babies, and they were having this Lamaze. And I wrote an article on it, about it, but it was a long time. It was about 2 or 3 years, or maybe longer, that I kept seeking the Lord. What is wrong with this Lamaze? Because one of the babies was born with a hole in its heart. One was born with a cord around its neck, and the doctor said it was dead. And they called, we have a pediatrician here in town that's spirit-filled, and they called him. And this girl's own mother told me. She said, the doctor already told us, come out and told her husband, that the baby was dead. But Dr. Treishman came to the hospital and raised that baby from the dead. And that baby was all right. Came back to life. One had a rupture, and every one of them had a black cloud over them when you look at them by the spirit. just a black shadow over them. Karate. And what was that other thing that that boy, what was that? What's the name of that? The boy from Fayetteville, the PhD. Yeah, it's Aikido. Aikido. That is very powerful. He had learned it in South America. A doctor started giving him potions when he was about 10 years old for asthma and led him on into this. And it was so powerful. A lot of these things we didn't know a thing about. We just stumbled over it, and praying, these things came out. But he told me, he called and he said, I want to come to be delivered. And I said, when do you want to come? He said, right now. It was about middle of the day on Saturday. And I said, well, come on, we have a meeting tonight. I said, what's your problem? He said, well, I want to jump in front of cars, and when I go into grocery stores, I want to steal. And he was an assistant professor up at the university, Fayetteville. Really lovely person. And he came down that night. He got lost on the way. Of course, the devil made that happen. And he finally got here. But on Sunday morning, then, we decided we'd pray for him. And when we started to pray, he jumped up and turned over about five or six chairs, knocked a few men down, and then fell to the floor screaming. And when he fell to the floor screaming, the spirit left him, and it hit the wall. It was in our other building. The ceilings were high. It hit the wall, and the whole building just vibrated. That's how powerful that thing was. It hit like a gunshot on the wall. And that was an eye-opener. I didn't even know what it was. He had to tell us what it was afterwards. It's when I had heard the angels. Who's the angels guy, the pitcher, the catcher, or somebody that was into it? He was with a lot of hippies, and he had them out there at Roy Rogers' clubhouse and having his meeting. So these hippies said, we'll show you the power of our God, and you show us the power of your God. So he said, oh, all right, fine, you know, we're all eager beavers, we Christians. So he said, you go first. And so they just looked at a great big ashtray that's solid lead crystal. They just looked at it, and it just got up and just went right across the midair, sat down over here, and he ran out. He come down to our house to ask us what to do. Well, we didn't know what to do. But that's what this Aikido is. They could just look at this, and it would just move. Now, the Masons. Now, my grandfather was a Mason, and I used to go to their grocery store, and the Mason Hall in Eastern Star was upstairs. And we had a man call here one Saturday, and he said, I'd like to come and be delivered to masonry. Well, I didn't know. I thought, well, that'll be easy. You have authority over things you've never been into, usually. So he came, and when Glenn and I started to pray for him, and all of a sudden I was just throttled. I was choking. I couldn't breathe or cough or do anything. I was just, and I said, you better stop and pray for me first. So then my mind went back. When I was a little girl, 5 or 6 years old, I used to go to my grandparents' grocery store and to the lodge hall. They had a lodge upstairs. And so they'd go to the lodge. And I'd say, I want to go. And they said, no, you can't go. You don't know the password. So after they'd go, I'd go out and I'd creep up the stairs real quiet. Creep up the stairs. Listen for the password so I could go in. That's all involvement I had, see. But that thing was throttling me. See there? It doesn't take much for the occult to take you over. Oh, Lamaze. Well, Lamaze. Finally, one day I was trying to get a book of Lamaze. And all those, I guess they tell them, they sell those books for $35, and they tell the girls, don't give this out to anyone, because that's what they want to sell the book. And a lady that comes here all the time helps us with the book table a lot. Her daughter down the road here, daughter-in-law, was having her first baby after 7 years of marriage. Of course, everybody was excited, and they went to the Lamaze classes. And that little baby was born with its eyelid drooped down. But thank the Lord, it had a praying grandmother, and they prayed and prayed and prayed for that baby, and it's all right today, I think. So I asked her, I said, could you bring that Lamaze book up here? I'd like to look at it. I want to see what it is that's so occult about it. I don't understand. And so she asked her daughter-in-law, and she told her no, couldn't see it. And I'd asked some of the girls, I know they sat in the lotus position, which is like yoga position. So one day I called the wholesale house to order just Christian books, and I asked them, do you have anything on Lamaze? And they said, well, we got his biography here. I said, how much is it? And he said, $2.95. I said, send it to me. And when I got it, the first chapter is on hypnosis and mind control. See, and the poor little babies, they don't even have a chance. those spirits are getting in, and all the mothers think it's great because the fathers can stand with the birth and all of that. So anyway, I have written an article on it, and we're all out of them, but we're trying to get time to republish some of those articles of several years ago. Metaphysics books are all bad. Handwriting analysis is bad. I knew a girl in California who had automatic handwriting. She'd just hold a pen, and some hand would come and take a hold of her hand and write. It would write in Chinese and all different languages. And she showed it to me, and I said, I don't think that's of the Lord. And everybody in that prayer group, oh, they just thought it was wonderful. They thought she was such a spiritual girl, and she was a wonderful spiritual girl at that time, but that got deeper and deeper, and finally she got a divorce. And by the way, most all divorces are caused from the occult. Most all divorces. So get away from handwriting analysis and get away from automatic writing. Magic. I don't think the lady's here today, but first night they ever came here, her and her husband, we had a fire in the fireplace and the chairs were set around this way. And that Saturday night I happened to be speaking on this subject and reading all the scriptures. There are lots of scriptures, and we have a pamphlet back there on this if you want to get all the scriptures. And I talked on magic, Ouija boards and everything. And on the way home he said, I think maybe we better burn our Ouija board and our magic stuff. So the next morning they went out and they burned it. But all of the tokens, he called it, when you're at a seance, many seances, they hold their hands out like this. And we often pray like that for the Lord to come down, you know, on us. And they make contact like that when a token by a fallen angel or a spirit guide comes and puts the token in their hand. It may be a diamond. It might be one of your missing rings. An angel has gone in and picked it up and took it. It might be a pearl. Then they have made contact. And he had all of these, what do they call them? Tokens. Yeah, he was the head, he'd been the head of the seance. Oh yeah, the person, wherever the spirit guide comes and gives the token, and they can be the spirit guide where the enemy can walk through them. So he decided to go over here to Carpenter Dam and throw over these tokens. And when he did, his car exploded and burned up. And she called me about 5 o'clock that night. She said, girl, you're really in trouble. I said, oh, well, what have I done? And she said, she told me about the car. She said, he's very upset. Well, I got off the phone. I started praying because I was upset too. And you know that man came here and supervised the putting up the steel building. He's now gone to be with the Lord. Another thing is rock music. That includes all Christian rock music and all rock music. If you have Christian rock music in your homes, you're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. It's the beat. It's not the words. The words may be all right, but the beat is bad. All sensual dancing. One day they brought a girl down here. I think the lady maybe that helped bring her down from up north. She was a lovely girl, but she was so demented sometimes. And we were praying for her in here one day, and it's just a few of us. And I said, have you ever done much dancing? My land, like a flash, she was up. And she was doing she said, let's do the twist. And man, she went into it. And then she said, let's do the waltz. And she had a partner that we couldn't see. And they just waltzed all over this. She did, I think we had about 15 kinds of dances. A young girl, about 17, I think. Sensual dancing. If you've done a lot of dancing in the world, you will probably need deliverance. And most of those spirits come out of your legs in strange trembling. The legs just tremble and tremble. Any books on Edgar Casey or Gene Dixon or Arthur Ford or Ruth Montgomery, any Rosicrucianist books, that's reincarnation. Necromancing, if you have prayed to saints, dead saints, that's also necromancing. And that's I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. We're talking to the dead, and that's forbidden. Mormonism and Jehovah's Witness books, Christian Science and Unity. We have two women, neighbors down the street here. They came for a few times, and they wanted help because one woman, oh, she is so demented. She talks all the time, and she talks in riddles and strange sayings and gets mean. And they brought her for prayer every week, but once we hit on the Unity books, they were through. They would not give up their Unity books. They'd rather have a demented person living in their house than to give up your Unity books. That's what a hold it has on it. Theosophy books and Inner Peace Movement, all of those. And there's all kinds of new things. All kinds of new, we've got those Curious New Cults book back there. hearing voices. Many people call us, and they're hearing voices like a radio playing in their ear all the time, telling them what to do, telling them they're going to die, telling them they're going to get murdered, telling them this and telling them that, and they can't shut it off. You probably had that experience with them. They can't shut them off. Hearing voices, seeing apparitions, seeing ghosts, unable to read the Bible. Unable, how many? Unable to read the Bible. Put up your hands. Let's get honest here. We're going to get rid of these in just a minute. Yes, this ghost was walking around in the house. That seems to be very prominent. The doctrine of eternal security and all kinds of other funny doctrines. All marital problems, almost all, is caused from the occult, and all divorces almost caused from the occult. And it causes lots of strife and discord. Of course, the Bible says rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. We've all been rebellious. All kinds of sexual perversions is usually caused from the occult. Uncontrollable passions. Uncontrollable appetites. Does that speak to anyone? Uncontrollable appetites. All kinds of sexual perversions. Enslavement to drugs and alcohol and tobacco. Compulsive eating. Uncontrollable temper. Now, I remember once, Sister Schwartz, when we were up at your house, and that young couple came into the meeting in Salem, Missouri. And Brother Worley was having the meeting. We were there to help, and he sent us back to pray with a young couple whose baby was dying in the hospital in Springfield, had something wrong with his heart. And when we began to pray, they began to laugh hideously. And after a while, I just hit the girl on the leg like that. I said, "Straighten up, young lady. Your baby's about to die. Why are you laughing?" And they laughed even more. And I sent an SOS up to the Lord. I said, "What is this?" And he right away said, "Wine is a mocker. And strong drink is raging." I said, "Do you drink wine?" My land, they laugh loud and hilariously all the time, they said. And mockery comes in from drinking wine. And I said, "Do you drink strong liquor?" And they said, "Yes." I said, "Do you go into raging fits?" And they said, "Yes." So the scripture, wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. That's the first time I ever thought that's what it meant. I didn't know what it meant, I guess, before. Chronic fears. All kinds of chronic fears and nervousness and insanity. See, that was visited down on me, that spirit, and caused me to have to go to the hospital and go through all that horrible thing. But see, the Lord now is getting glory from it because I understand it now. All self-pity is coming through the occult. Pity parties, pouting, carrying on ridiculously. Gambling and all kinds of other things. There's all kinds of things we're not going to labor them, but we are going to repent. Now, you have a curse on you from God when you get involved in all this. I had a curse. They had to break the curse. And one other curse he broke off of me, he was praying for me, and he said, "You have a spirit of forgetfulness, Brother Prince." He said, "You have a spirit of forgetfulness." Well, Glenn thinks I can remember everything, but lately I wonder. And but I tell him he uses my brain. Who's that person? What's their name? Where are they from? All this, you know. And I could always, at the Poor Gospel Conventions, I knew everybody in every big city where we'd been. I mean, if they bought tapes or talked to me at the book table, I could usually remember them. And so Derek said, "You have a spirit of forgetfulness." And I thought, I don't know about that one. But I said, "Okay, I don't want it. I'd always been an A student. And so he said, "You spirit of forgetfulness, come out of her." Nothing happened. Second time he said, "You spirit of forgetfulness, come out of her." And my shoulders jerked just like that. And I was sitting in a chair, perfectly still, and I didn't do that myself. Third time he said it, a voice, man's voice come up and said, "No." And I was like, I was sitting over there watching all this go on. I thought, oh my land, it really is in here. And then he came down on it harder and quoted scripture and came down on it harder, and it said, "No, we're not coming out. We're locked to her brain and we are not coming out." He got very vehement about it. And he says, "I'm a man of God," and he started quoting the scriptures and talking about the blood, and it kept arguing with him, and it started screaming and carrying on, and my hands were going like this, and I had on this watch and with this band, and the watch flew off, and I was all over that room like convulsions, and I couldn't stop myself, and it was throwing me around all over, and they just kept coming down hard on that enemy, the spirit of forgetfulness, and finally it said, "We won't let her remember the word of God. She didn't know who we were in here until you told her." And it got, and then when it said that, I thought, that's true. Because I used to think sometimes, in fact, I asked one preacher, "Will you please cast a dumb spirit out of me? I'm so stupid on the word of God. Can't remember it." But I didn't realize that those spirits of forgetfulness were in there. How many can relate to that? You can't remember the Word of God, you can't read the Word of God. Okay, we're going to get at it right now. Let's pray. We're going to repent first. It's repentance must be. It's important, repentance. Dear Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. He is our deliverer. And you say, Lord, that you will drive these things out of us. These are enemies. We are sorry we've delved into these things. We are sorry that our forefathers have delved into this. We ask for the precious blood to cleanse us, to set us free, to wash us. And Lord Jesus, your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We're calling on you now to deliver us from the spirits of occult, the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of Jezebel, and the Egyptian spirits. For we know the spirits of Egypt are carnal, and that's what makes us carnal. These evil spirits that we have held over, that have come from Egypt. We denounce them. We denounce every part of the occult. We denounce every horoscope. Every Ouija board. Every seance we ever attended. Every book we ever read. Every bit of fornication. And adultery, both natural and spiritual. We denounce all those spirits. We hate them, and we cry out today, deliver us, Lord, from all evil. By your name and by your authority. Now just let the blood come down over you. You'll feel it cleansing you. You'll feel it cleansing you. Lord, I thank you for your precious blood. And I thank you for these dear people that are so honest. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for authority over all the powers of the enemy. You say, Lord, you give it to us. Lord, we receive it this afternoon. We receive authority. We receive your authority. We receive your authority in that precious name of Jesus. And we command now. Now, quit praying now. We're breathing out. Breathe them out. And we're going to command them to come out in Jesus' name. All you evil spirits of the occult, we command you in Jesus' name to come out. Fortune-telling spirits, witchcraft spirits, Ekinkar spirits, soul travel. Soul travel, they're coming out already. If you were up here, you'd see them. You may want to yawn. Whatever it is, they want to come out. We don't care how they come out. All interfering spirits of reading the Bible and all forgetful spirits of not being able to remember the Word of God. Come on, helpers, we're going to need some paper towels in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you must come out. In the name of Jesus, you must come out. You must come out in Jesus' name. All you fortune-telling spirits, occult spirits, domineering spirits in Jesus' name. Domineering spirits, come out of these people in Jesus' name. You spirit of witchcraft, come out. Sexual perversions in Jesus' name, come out. Compulsive eating, gluttony spirits, come out in Jesus' name. All gluttony spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Compulsive buying and compulsive eating, come out in Jesus' name. All seance spirits, come out. Spirits from witchcraft are going to seances, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Kick them out, people. You got to do something. You got to cast out, the Bible says. Believers will cast them out. Get rid of them. Hate them. Denounce them in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. You must come out now, all of you. That's right. Let them go. Let them go. Hate him. Hate them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All indifferent spirits, irresponsibility, unpredictable behavior, drinking and gambling and smoking. In Jesus' name. All you smoking tobacco spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. All hate. Hatred of husbands. Hatred of wives. Come out. Hatred of husbands. Come out in Jesus' name. Hatred of wives and hatred of husbands. gambling. Come out in Jesus' name. All the spirits of Egypt, come out. Spirits of Egypt, don't pay attention to that. You get your own out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Ikra sandala bandoli, elia masandala kandala basandalia sandal, rikandala basandala bandoya. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All witchcraft spirits, witchcraft reincarnation spirits, come out. Reincarnation spirits, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All unlovely spirits, come out. Ugly spirits, come out in Jesus' name. All ugly spirits, come out. In Jesus' name. All ugly spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, you will come out. You will come out in Jesus' name. You will come out in Jesus' name. You are a defeated foe. You have to come out in Jesus' name. You have to come out in Jesus' name. You have to come out in Jesus' name. You have to obey. You have to obey in Jesus' name. You have to obey in Jesus' name. You have to obey in Jesus' name. Can I go through? I'm sorry. You will come out of her. You will come out of her. Spirit of witchcraft, you will come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. You are defeated. You are defeated. You must go. You are defeated. You must go now. Come out of her innermost being. Come out of her sexual organs in Jesus' name. Come out of her sexual organs in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Oh, yes, you have to listen. In the forgetfulness, you have to listen. Not reading the Word of God, not being able to read the Word of God. You have to come out now in Jesus' name. You have to come out. You spirit of divination. You spirit of the python. I loose her from you. I loose her from you. Hearing voices. I loose her from you in Jesus' name. I loose her. You spirit of divination. Frustration. That's just shaking hands. Let it go. Let it go. In Jesus' name. We cross sunlight. You spirit of frustration. You frustrating spirit that frustrates her. Ira basandala karinciandala basandala bandoria. Ira basandala kasandala. That's right. Get it out in Jesus' name. Get it out in Jesus' name. Self-pity. All the pity parties, you gotta go. Pity parties, you gotta go in Jesus' name. Ira basandala kasandala basandala yasandala kandala yasandala bandoria. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Spirit of the witch, you come out. Spirit of the witch, you come out. Spirit of the witch, you come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of the witch, you come out in Jesus' name. Right, you gotta go. She belongs to Jesus. The name of Jesus is more powerful than any witchcraft. You've got to go. You've got to go in Jesus' name. You've got to go in Jesus' name now. You behave yourself. What's your name? Francis, you behave yourself. In Jesus' name. Behave yourself. Let it out. Let it come out. Don't hold it back. Let it go in Jesus' name. Let it go in Jesus' name. All these powers on her. You must go in Jesus' name. You must leave in Jesus' name. You must go in Jesus' name. You can pray with her. Okay, spirit of forgetfulness and not being able to read the Bible, you're a false spirit. Spirit of witchcraft, come out of her. From her generations back. Breathe out, don't talk. Breathe out in Jesus' name. Breathe out in Jesus' name. Get back down now, it's going to come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out of her. Breathe out now, breathe out. Cast out. Say, I hate you. Devil. Come out of me. You can't live in me. Jesus is in here. In Jesus' name. Come on out now. Cough it out now. Let it go. Cough it out in Jesus' name. Cough it out and let it go. Here. Cough it out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can you all go back and help this family? It's a big family on the back seat. It's all incest. You want to go? You all right? In Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her. Spirit of witchcraft. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Spirit of witchcraft. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Breathe it out. Now let it go. Pop it out. Here. Here's the cleaner.
Cough it up. Cast it out. Cast it out. Cast it out of you. Don't let it live in there. Don't let it stay in there. In Jesus' name, you have to go. In Jesus' name.
His wife that died, she was heavily surrounded in a spirit of living.
Come out of these people. Come out of these people now. All incest spirits and bestiality spirits. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's right. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. Blessing, Lord. Blessing, Lord.
There's a spirit of death that's coming in to take down this world. Oh,
yeah. There's a lying spirit. Curse of death. Come off of her. Curse of death, I bind you. Come off of her now in Jesus' name. Curse of death. Breathe it out now. Let it go. Hate it. Hate it. All witchcraft spirits in her. That's right. All rebellion and witchcraft. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All voodoo. All voodoo in Jesus' name. All spirits of voodoo, come off of her. Come off of her, you spirit of voodoo. Curse of voodoo. Curse of voodoo. Curse of incest. Come off of her now in Jesus' name. Come on out. She hates you. She don't want you. She came here all the way from back east to be delivered. You've got to go. You've got to leave her. You've got to leave her now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Undo me, will you? Can you go back in the back there and help?
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All these seance spirits, all these seance and witchcraft, spirit of witchcraft, you've got to go. You've got to leave her. She hates you. Jesus is Lord over her. Jesus is driving you out by his power and authority. Jesus is driving you out. Jesus is driving you out in Jesus' name. Jesus is driving you out in Jesus' name. Yes, you have to go. You have to go. You can't stay there any longer. You have to stay there. You can't stay there any longer. Yes. By the word of God. By the precious blood of Jesus, she is set free and cleansed. You can't stay there with that blood coming down over you, can you?
No.
The blood of Jesus cleanses her. The blood of Jesus cleanses her. You can't stay there with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is running down over her, cleansing her sin. You can't live only in sin, can you? So you have to go. You have to go. Yes, you have to go in Jesus' name. You've got to come out now. No, you're weak. You're weakened by the power of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look what, honey?
Her fan over there. I picked it up. You know the fan is from the east. Look at it. And I picked it up. My hands are cold.
Oh, that frustration's coming out. Don't be frustrated.
Yeah, the
where is it? I don't see
it's right on the other side of him.
Oh, Jesus' name. All in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. Spirit of rebellion, you have to come out now in Jesus' name. That's Christ under the blood. That's right. Bring it up in Jesus' name. Bring it up in Jesus' name. There's a bucket in Jesus' name. That's the way. Get all that old, unclean, vile stuff out of you. Come out of her pancreas. Come out of her pancreas in Jesus' name. Come out of her pancreas in Jesus' name. Come out of her glands in Jesus' name. All compulsive eating, gluttony, come out in Jesus' name. That's right, gluttony, you got to go in Jesus' name. You got to go. You got to leave now. You've got to go now in Jesus' name. Yes, you have. Gluttony, go in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. She'll have to come up here. I can't come back there.
That's good. See, she'll keep throwing
yeah,
up.
I don't think I can stand anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going home tonight?
Leave in Jesus' name. Come out of Lily Mae. Come out now. Come out. Fortune telling, water witching spirits, curse of the occult, come out. Sensual dancing, come out in Jesus' name. Sensual dancing, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. You are defeated. You are defeated in Jesus' name. You are defeated in Jesus' name. You are defeated in Jesus' name. Vikra Sandalabandoria. Iliama Sandalabandoria. Iliama Sandalakasana. Everybody pray. Everybody that's not getting delivered, pray in the Spirit. There's a lot of cases here that need help. Iliama Sandalabandoria. Deliver thy people, O Lord. Deliver thy people. Set them free. Set them free. Set them free in Jesus' name. Set them free in Jesus' name. Set them free in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes, submit to God, resist the devil, and he has to flee. It is written. It is written. It is written. Bow to Jesus. Bow to Jesus and come out. Bow to Jesus and come out. Across the devil. Yes, you will, in Jesus' name. Oh, you're defeated, Satan. You are defeated. Oh, yes, you are. The blood of Jesus cleanses her. You can't torment her anymore. Yes, you have to come out in Jesus' name. Come out now. Come out now. In Jesus' name. Get out of the womb. Come out. Get out of the womb.
Jesus' name. Fear of the python.
Spirit of divination. Divination, I bind you. Come out, divination, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. We'll come forth. Right now.
What's her first name?
Rosie.
I'm talking to you, Rosie. Tell that thing it has to leave you. Tell it to go. Rosie, tell it. I don't want you in here anymore. I hate you.
Let it leave. Command it to leave.
Yes. Command it to
command
go, Rosie.
In the name of Jesus.
Go. Command it to go in Jesus' name.
Go.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You're not Satan. And you're praying for God. Satan can't help her.
Go.
Come on. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus.
That's right. Leave. Yes. All of you leave. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. He's the victor. He's the victor. He is Lord over all these evil powers.
It has been done.
Hallelujah. The victory is ours. Through Jesus. The victory is ours through Jesus. Through Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus, we're set free. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.